SHAUNAVON, residents of the long-term care at Shaunavon Hospital and Care Facility are enjoying a new feature wall that has been painted by local mural artist, Andrew Robertson. Both the process and the final product were enjoyable for residents. Robertson was commissioned by the local facility to create a design and paint a mural on a wall in the TV room. Local health care staff members Pamela Bonuick and Jessica Smith spearheaded the project, which was funded through donations. Bonuick is also a member of the town council. After hearing Robertson's presentation to council about the Southwest Mural Fest that he is planning for July 16 to 20, Bonuick wondered if he might consider painting a mural at the care facility. Several mural artists, including Robertson, painted murals on buildings throughout the downtown area for last year's Mural Fest. Robertson agreed to paint a mural at the long-term care and presented a few mock-ups for consideration. The final design depicts a farmyard and prairie landscape, and it took about 5 days to complete. A prairie landscape mural now adorns a wall at the long-term care in Shaunavon Hospital and Care Center. Both the final product and the process were of interest to residents. Robertson says, "Residents watched throughout the process and I had some great conversations with them. I loved hearing their reactions each day." He adds, "There is such positivity at long-term care. I would overhear interactions between staff and residents. The staff is so positive and respectful to the residents. The experience has given me a new perspective on aging. All people deserve to have art and excellent care as they get older." Shaunavon artist Andrew Robertson designed and painted the mural, one of many he has created in the community and beyond. He is also the organizer of the Southwest Mural Fest, which will be held in Shaunavon July 16 to 20. Bonuick says, "Some of the residents have had the opportunity to see the murals in the community, and now all of them can see this one every day." The facility was able to provide one-on-one art activities for residents in the past through funding from the New Horizons for Seniors grant. Bonuick says, "We weren't successful in receiving that funding this past year, but we're hoping we can get the program again in the future. We know that it benefited residents. They got a lot out of the one-on-one interaction in a small group setting, and it appealed to some of our residents who may not be as interested in some of our other activities. They are definitely missing it. There's nothing like having an artist, an outside person, coming in to interact with the residents." Robertson is pleased to have his work featured at the Shaunavon facility and hopes that more Saskatchewan Health Authority, SHA, facilities might consider commissioning him. "I'd love to do more of this type of work. This mural will be featured in some SHA publications, so the word will get out." Bonuick shared photos of the mural on social media, and SHA contacted her right away to learn more about the project. The mural is the latest addition to the facility, which is helping to provide a welcoming and inviting atmosphere for its 44 residents and visitors alike. Salem, the cat, is very popular, and the volunteer group Beehive Garden Keepers have developed beautiful outdoor spaces. Fundraising for a multi-sensory room has been ongoing, and Bonuick says they are very close to their goal, which will see additional components added which can be enjoyed by residents and their families and can be a great activity to enjoy with children or grandchildren. Christ the King School students recently visited to read with residents, and the Grand Coteau Heritage and Cultural Center hosted their June coffee chat at the facility. Their next event is a strawberry tea, which will be held on Friday, June 20th. This event will raise some of the final funds required to complete the multi-sensory room. Bonuick encourages community members to stop by. "Everyone is welcome at any time. Come and see the mural and have a visit. It's an inviting atmosphere, and people leave with the feeling of wanting to come back."